Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. I drove from downtown New Orleans to downtown Baton Rouge a few days ago and counted at least 10 panhandlers combined just getting on the expressway here in the CBD and then getting off the interstate in Baton Rouge. And I haven't seen that many people begging for money at intersections in a long time. Then I was on St. Charles Avenue the other day and saw 6 panhandlers within 2 blocks just on St. Charles Avenue in the Lower Garden District. Is homelessness on the rise after progress in reducing the number of people who didn't have anywhere to live? Martha Cagle joins us now, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are we doing in the efforts to house those who don't have homes after the big efforts that we saw in recent years, then the huge push before the Super Bowl and the Taylor Swift concert? What are the numbers looking like now, and why are we seeing more panhandlers?
Well, let me say at the outset that panhandling and homelessness are not the same thing. So they're actually, a minority of the people who are panhandling are actually homeless. Even if they have signs saying such, that's what we have consistently found. But there are a lot of poor people. We do have a very high poverty rate in our city. We have always had a very high poverty rate. And the gap between housing costs and what people can earn or what people get on disability benefits is, increasing that gap. So
that's an interesting point. So you're saying that even though people say homeless and hungry or have signs saying something to that effect, many of the people who are panhandling actually do have a place to live?
Yes. Yes. And we consistently find that to be the case. You see people with those signs out where there are going to be a lot of commuters at, rush hour times. But when our team goes out at night, they are not there and they can't be found anywhere. So it's not to say that they're not poor people and they're not in need, but they are not necessarily homeless. But nonetheless, homelessness is increasing in the city. Fortunately, it's going down on the street. And that is the worst kind of homelessness. That is the most dangerous kind of homelessness in terms of your likelihood to die from being exposed to the elements and never being able to get a decent night's sleep. But the number of people in homeless shelters is going up. The number of people on the street has gone down significantly because of the efforts that have been made by the city, by the state, by the nonprofit coalition, by the federal government, the business community, everybody working together. A 24% decrease is a very significant decrease in the last 2 years. But it's also at the same time a little bit disappointing because so much effort has gone into housing people from the street. We've housed, over 700 people from the street in the last year and a half, and we would have thought we would have seen even more progress. The problem is that for every 5 people that we house, 4 new people show up on the street. And by new people, they're our neighbors. They're New Orleanians for the most part, but they are in poverty, struggling, churning in and out of homelessness. The rents are way too high for what people can afford. Our minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. There's a lot of people who make that much money, or $8 an hour. That's a very common wage in our city. And yet the one-bedroom fair market rent right now is $1,236 a month. How in the world are you going to be able to pay for that with minimum wage or even $15 an hour?
We're talking with Martha Cagle at Unity of Greater New Orleans. When we come back, I want to know if we're seeing populations growing at homeless shelters and decreasing of people living on the street and in tent encampments and things like that, where's the money coming from to clothe and house and feed and train these people, plus get them job assistance and addiction assistance if needed, mental health assistance if needed? Is there enough money to handle this surge that the shelters are seeing? We'll find out from Martha Cagle after we check on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
UL traffic. Martha Cagle with Unity of Greater New Orleans was telling us that they are seeing more and more people in homeless shelters. While they've had some success in getting people off the streets, but for every five people that they put in a home in permanent housing, they get four more people who join the ranks of the homeless. Martha, is there enough funding right now for these shelters that are taking on larger and larger numbers of people who need their help?
No, there's not enough money for this. I mean, one of the things that people usually don't understand is that rental assistance for very poor people, including people with disabilities, including the elderly, is not an entitlement like food stamps are. So only about one of every three or four people who are in need of rental assistance actually gets it, which is the primary cause of the homeless problem. Of course, the people who end up being most vulnerable to homelessness are the disabled. And we find that the vast majority of people who are homeless do have both physical and mental disabilities. There's also people who are homeless just because they're extremely poor. Young mothers are very vulnerable to homelessness. We find that a lot of young mothers and their children are experiencing homelessness. Family homelessness has gone up 13% in the last year. Children, the experience for them of being homeless has, you know, really a permanent effect on them, not just psychologically, but even some studies show on their IQ. So it is it's a very, grave threat. And we are looking at terrible federal budget cuts for housing, for what housing assistance does exist. It's very frightening to contemplate how much worse things could get if those budget cuts go into effect.
What is the easiest thing folks can do if they want to help in this effort that you're leading to reduce homelessness?
We work really hard to try to get as many competitive federal grants as we can get to pay for rental assistance and case management services. But our member organizations have to provide 25% match, as does Unity. So giving a contribution directly to Unity or one of our member organizations that are listed on our website, unitygno.org, is a really helpful thing to do. Another thing that anyone can do is go to your kitchen cupboard, go to your linen closet, and find some gently used pots and pans, dishes, sheets, bedding, and donate that to our warehouse. The warehouse number is 504-483-9300.
Thank you, Martha. We appreciate everything you do in what is obviously a very difficult fight that you are trying to lead to reduce homelessness in our city. Martha Cagle with Unity New Orleans. When we come back, another mass shooting in the French Quarter. 4 people shot, 1 dead. What's going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.